Nearly 8 in 10 public school administrators in Illinois said in a survey last year their school has a teacher shortage. Most said they face a major shortage. In part 2 of GLT's education series, Skipping School, Eric Stock examines how money plays a part in teacher decisions to stay in or leave the classroom, and how it impacts administrators' ability to give educators the resources they need.
Brandon Oates is a 22-year-old from Poplar Grove near Rockford. Fresh after graduation from Illinois State University in the spring, he landed his first teaching gig at Kingsley Junior High in Normal, where he'll teach business and computer science. Oates taught grade school and high school students while he was a student teacher in Unit 5 schools last year at North Point Elementary in Normal Community, but he's never dealt with the unique challenge of instructing 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Yes, there is a lot of drama that starts in middle school. It's a very important time in the development of an adolescent, but it really is all about the trust and building rapport that's going to be key with the classroom management.
First-year teachers in Unit 5 who have a bachelor's degree start out at nearly $37,000 annually. It's one of the lowest starting salaries in McLean County, despite being the largest district in the county. District 87 in Bloomington offers the highest starting pay in the county at $38,000+. Oates says the pay had no bearing on his choice of school district or even his career choice.
Future educators who are looking to get into the field for a salary are probably not in the correct field. We don't go into this for the money, that's for sure. So that didn't really bother me at all.
Oates doesn't envision ever leaving teaching, but data suggests he's more likely to leave the profession before retiring than those who taught a generation ago. Unit 5 hired 200 new teachers and teachers' assistants for its 23 schools this summer. The district had to replace nearly 10% of its faculty. Some educators are retired, took other teaching jobs, or left the profession. The Illinois State Board of Education reports the state has turned over about 7% of its teaching positions each year for the past decade, so Unit 5 is above the norm. Superintendent Mark Daniels says that unprecedented turnover in his district is due in part to State Farm's recent job realignments, where many teacher families had to relocate. But he suggests there's also a larger cultural shift at play.
I think it's part of the millennial generation, millennial group. Historically, they don't stay in a position for their entire career. They tend to move and find different places and different locations and even change careers.
Daniel acknowledges teacher salaries and career earning potential can be a turnoff, specifically for teachers in Unit 5.
We knew that we were not competitive in regards to our salary schedule, so new contract, we had to revise that. We had to be somewhat competitive.
The district bumped its pay for first-year teachers 7% this year. Many educators believe pay has become a turnoff for prospective teachers. Ben Matthews, a field representative for the Illinois Education Association, recently attended a job fair at Illinois State.
It wasn't that long ago that the line at the Unit 5 table was out the door because people wanted to come work in this district. I was able to walk right up to the table this year and talk to the folks who were working there because there was no line at all. And it's because they would look at the starting pay and realize it was thousands of dollars less than what they could get elsewhere.
A survey by the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools shows smaller, more rural school districts have an especially difficult time finding and keeping teachers. Gary Tipsword is superintendent of the public school system in Leroy, population 3,500.
If we opened an elementary position 10 years ago, it was not uncommon to get 75 applicants for that job. We've had elementary positions open in the last couple of years where we were lucky to have 10.
Tipsword is one of the architects of Illinois' new evidence-based school funding formula, which calculates school districts' funding needs based on nearly three dozen factors. Tipsword says the intent of the new funding model is to give teachers the resources they need to give their students a better chance to succeed. That, he says, could keep more teachers in the profession.
When you feel successful, when you see positive things happening, you feel better about your job. It doesn't matter what your job is. Right. So whether it's in journalism or whether it's in public education or whether it's in banking, when I see good numbers, I feel better.
Tipsword says in researching the funding formula, he came upon something he has already put to use in his district. He says students who were struggling to meet certain academic benchmarks but wouldn't fit in a special education setting benefit from what's called an interventionist, a tutor who is also a liaison between the student, parents, and teachers to help the student meet their goals. He has hired one interventionist to help students in the elementary and junior high at Leroy. Tipsort acknowledges teachers, especially entry level, should receive more pay, but he bristles at the $40,000 minimum salary bill lawmakers sent to Governor Bruce Rauner this spring.
They need to understand, and our public needs to understand, the implications to property taxes of a bill that was just passed in Springfield. And so some legislators in Springfield just told us in McLean County that you're potentially going to have to do something different with your property taxes. That seems like overreach.
Tipsord says minimum salaries in Leroy are close enough to $40,000 that a tax increase wouldn't be necessary, but for some small school districts that have much lower starting pay, a tax hike might be unavoidable. He says for teachers who are well below the $40,000 minimum, the district would need to sharply increase annual pay, which could run afoul of another state law which caps pay raises at 3% in the final years of a career to avoid pension spiking.
And so if I have people at the end of their careers, you just passed a piece of legislation that is going to force me to potentially take a penalty,
which the school district would have to pay. Plus, Tipsord says the salary increases at the lower end of the pay scale would inevitably lead to more pressure to increase pay for the other faculty. According to the Illinois State Board of Education, 9 school districts last year paid entry-level teachers less than $30,000. The lowest was in Farington, a small town near the Indiana border, where teachers start at about $26,700. In McLean County, the lowest starting pay was Olympia at about $34,000. Next is Lexington at $35,000+. Then comes the largest school district in McLean County, Unit 5, which educates nearly half of the public school students in the county. Teachers there started last year at about $35,400. Unit 5's Mark Daniels says if the governor signs the bill mandating the $40,000 minimum, the district would likely need to raise property taxes.
I think Bloomington Normal understands the importance of educating their youth. So we will, but we'd have to go out for some type of revenue increase to cover that.
With all the challenges that educators face, no one is predicting the Illinois teacher shortage will end anytime soon. I'm Eric Stock.
Tomorrow on part 3 of Skipping School on GLT, Mary Cullen reports on the pressures classroom teachers face and how those have increased in the last 20 years. You can catch up on other stories in GLT's series and the teacher shortage at our website, wglt.org/skippingschool.